Again, welcome to the 2010 Corn Utilization and Technology Conference here in beautiful downtown Atlanta. I'm Darren Enan, president of the National Corn Growers Association, and we're very happy and pleased to see so many of you here today. It's an exciting time to be a corn grower from South Dakota, and it's a privilege to be part of the National Corn Growers as they build even more exciting opportunities for growers in the future. I'd like to thank my fellow grower leaders, Dr. Richard Glass and his research team at NCGA, who've worked so hard to make this program a success. All of the chairmen provided input and worked together as a planning committee to develop the Corn Utilization and Technology Conference technical sessions and produce an insightful, comprehensive, cutting-edge agenda. We hope that you find the conference that they've put together both interesting and insightful. We also need to extend our thanks to another group, those whose generous sponsorships have helped us give you the best program possible. Please stop by our sponsors' booth in Exhibit Hall and thank them personally for their generous support. Many state corn associations also contributed their resources to help make this conference a success on behalf of NCGA, and we thank you. This year's theme is Corn, America's Renewable Resource. And I cannot think of a time in our association's history when that has been more relevant than today, whether it is as a food ingredient, livestock feed, fuel ethanol, fiber, and polymer, corn offers solutions that can help our world meet the challenges of tomorrow. In 2009, we saw another record harvest as our nation produced 13.1 billion bushels of corn, and USDA reports indicate that we are well on our way to topping that again this year. Corn is an amazing resource for our country. Corn provides a plentiful, affordable, renewable source of food, feed, fuel, fiber, and so much more. This is a great gift and is also a great responsibility. We must keep an eye on the future and work to develop innovative technologies and strategies that ensure that we are making the most of this valuable resource. In the days ahead, I hope you will not only learn a lot and share your knowledge with others, but work to form the relationships that will help us all progress as we continue to help feed and fuel a growing world population.